Welcome to our podcast. I'm Mara.
I'm Jess. Here for mess.
Oh my gosh, is this your new like?
It could be. I don't know.
Tagline.
The first couple episodes might be like, you know, working through some things. So
yeah. We don't even know what the name of this is at the time of the recording, but you will know by the time this is up. So welcome to insert name podcast,
where we talk about mess or things we've been obsessed about. Could be current events. We may have stumbled on something older. We are revisiting it, and somehow that's going to tie back to Mormonism. Just you wait.
Yes. So I'm up first, the first person doing this topic. And when I tell you, Jess, I am so excited for you to figure out how this ties back to Mormonism.
Oh my God. I feel like I need a notebook.
Yeah. Like a crime. Like you're taking, the clues. Where are the leads for how this could go back to Mormonism? Disclaimer, neither of us are Mormons. We also don't have a problem with Mormons. They're great. We just are fascinated with their subculture. So
extremely for a long time.
Yes.
Maybe that'll be an episode once. How did we, because I have a specific point I know where mine started.
Oh, but, yeah. That's a good episode
Mormon
idea.
You know how on Mormon podcasts or Mormon stories, he's always like, what's your, like, what did he say? Your origin story or something?
Yeah. Like, well, that's got to be ours. Like, what is our Mormon origin story? Wow.
Okay. To come.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Okay.
We're just coming up with so much.
Oh, my gosh. Luckily, we're recording this, so I can go back and, like, make notes about, like. Okay. So, Jess, are you ready for today's topic? The thing I have been obsessed with this week.
I need it.
Now, I should disclaim, by the time this goes up, this is probably old news, and I'm assuming that this will have developed by then. Like, there may be more developments in the story. So, this is not for, like, catching everyone up with the totality of this particular mess. This is just in progress, a moment in time documenting this mess.
Yes, yes.
Just, have you heard of someone named Logan Paul?
Yes.
What do you know about Logan Paul?
He's a white man.
He surely is.
Who has a brother, and I cannot tell them apart. And they have a lot of money, I think.
They do. That is true.
That's and one of them was boxing or UFCing?
They both do, actually.
Oh, and that's about the extent of my knowledge.
Okay, do you know how they got famous?
No, I'm guessing YouTube?
So,
or I was about to say Vine.
No, I do think that they started on Vine. And then they came to YouTube. Jake, who is Logan's brother, was on Disney Channel at one point.
Stop it.
Yes.
Oh, what?
Some show that I'd never heard of. Now, granted, I was too old to have heard of it, but like some random show, there's like clips of him doing the Disney Mouse little wand thing. Yeah, I know. They got famous on Vine. Jake went to Hollywood. I think Logan also tried to be in things. I'm sure people will let us know what all they attempted to be in. I should also disclaim, I'm not an expert, nor do I claim to be on this topic. This is just me deep diving into what I know and sharing the things that are interesting to me. So Logan, I think, tried to be Hollywood person. I don't think that worked out. And then Jake got fired from Disney because of his shenanigans on YouTube.
That's so hard to believe.
Yes, they are both. I mean, I think it's fair to say both very bad influences on children, but that was their primary audience for the beginning of their career.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard the song It's Every Day, Bro? That was a big YouTube song.
No.
You don't get into YouTube drama the way that I do.
No, which I find weird about myself.
I do too.
I love it.
Do you, like, James Charles is in drama again? Do you know anything about that recently?
Okay, I was seeing a screenshot about it, but I usually just skip.
Yeah.
So usually I'm like, oh, not again.
Yeah, he stays in problems.
Just like be rich and quiet.
Pay someone to matchmake for you so that you stop going into your questionably aged fans' DMs. Anyway, okay, so Logan and Jake got rich from YouTube. Jake, I would say, I don't know more so, just different. The thing that Logan has had to overcome in his career is the notorious Forrest incident. Do you remember the, trying to decide if
was that in Japan?
Yes, that. I'm iffy about getting into the details because it's very insensitive and horrible.
I do remember. I think that's the first time I heard of one or the other.
Same.
Paul. And yes. I was like, who is this person?
Yes.
And what are they doing?
It made international news. It was a very big deal. So he kind of had like a fall from grace with that. I think that was in like 2018. So he's been, that was like 4 years ago. And he's been slowly building his reputation back up. Jake at that time took off. And then like, I think he's really fallen off. I feel like he may have gone down some like Manosphere alt-right pathways.
Oh.
I'm not totally sure. And also it's impossible to tell with these people what's a troll and what's not. So I don't know. But, okay, so that's Jake. Logan, who, by the way, refers to his followers, I believe, as the Low Gang. And I just, I hate it. I hate that so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No.
No.
That's terrible.
Better than Jake's. I believe he calls his people Jake Paulers, which is even worse. This is the level of imagination and creativity we are dealing with.
Wow.
Okay. So Logan has steadily rebuilt his reputation since the Forest Gate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he has a very popular podcast called Impulsive.
He has a podcast. Oh, he's a dude and he got a microphone.
He's got a microphone, so he had to make a podcast. That is the internet law.
Yeah. It is.
So he has a podcast. Like you knew, he does like UFC, not UFC, WWE. Like that's his thing now. Both he and Jake, like he fought Floyd Mayweather. They fight other YouTube stars who I don't understand celebrity, how they're famous.
Celebrity, what was that show on
Celebrity
MTV?
Deathmatch? It's yes! very that. Yes.
What? How did that even?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't understand it. Like, I don't know who's watching, especially because it didn't start off with WWE. It started off as like a lot of these, like, they just would orchestrate these fights. So like Logan, I think KSI is one of the main guys he fought. They would just make it like this big event. And people would watch, and I'm like, who is watching this? I don't understand the appeal.
Yeah.
I don't.
Why?
I don't know. No one knows. It doesn't appeal to me. We're not his fan. Okay, I should disclaim, we are clearly not his target audience.
No. Like, not close. Not even tangentially. No.
Mm-mm. No. No. So he was doing that, and people really like that. He has this podcast that people have enjoyed. And then he also has this energy drink, I believe, called Prime that he did with KSI that apparently is, like, legitimately sold in stores.
Oh.
A journey I would not have expected for him.
I mean, I guess it's better than him creating a skincare brand, which seems to be everybody's thing to do these days.
That is
but
true.
Also...
And it's not a supplement.
What does he talk about on his podcast?
I don't know. Like, I think current events, like drama, I don't know. It's not a supplement, so I'll give him that. Because that's what I would have guessed for him.
Yeah, I would have guessed testosterone boosters.
Yeah.
Like he would have been.
like rhino balls or something.
Who knows, though? If you read the label, there might be something like that on there. But okay, energy drink. You said, now I'm going to Google it. Prime?
I believe that's what it's called.
If I've ever seen the can.
It seemed vaguely familiar when I...
But I'm a Red Bull girly, so...
Yeah, I'm a coffee person, so I don't really get into the energy. Oh, I do Zip Fizz. I do like that. But that's like a powder you put in your drink.
Oh, no. Ooh, yeah. This is so ugly.
Yeah.
This is all you could come up with?
Branding.
I don't know if we want to put image, but this is so hit. This is so basic.
Yeah. I mean, the branding is not targeted at us, and I don't know how much money was invested in it. There's a different logo, too, though. That's not the only one.
Mm.
The other one looks more like a monster ripoff, if I'm remembering rightly. So that's like a legit. So I've seen estimates that this man is now worth like $50 million. Now, I don't know if that's true, but like he is rich from all of these ventures.
Well, must be nice.
Yeah, must be nice. So he, the other thing that he and Jake are both known for. Now, I will say, I think Jake is more known as a scammer than Logan is. The perception, like the theory not the theory, the like kind of stereotypes they play online is that Jake is the more like irresponsible, reckless one than Logan is, even though
he's younger.
He is younger. They and he has done a lot of like unabashed scamming over the years. Like he's had different courses he's tried to sell. What was that? Team 1000, Drew Gooden did an amazing video about that. So Jake has done some like legit scams over the year, at least from what I can tell. Logan, though, has recently started getting into what appear to be some scamming in one of our favorite topics, crypto.
I was about to say NFTs.
NFTs. Oh, okay.
Of course.
Yes. So he has had two different NFT scandals, and it's the most recent one we're going to talk about because this is all going to come to a head with some drama. But his original scam was for the coin Dink Doink. Did you hear about Dink Doink?
Is that what it's really called?
That is what it's really called. I will try. I will try. It's animated as like a little dick, basically. And it's just, he had like a little song and it's basically an entire pun about how he wants to play with these coins, but it's like, it's his dick. And it's a very earwormy, catchy little song. It's like,
ooh, I don't want to hear it.
Doink. Okay.
Don't do it.
I will put it in post.
You're my favorite coin. Want you to dink on my face. Take a dunk on my chest. Yeah, yeah. Dink doink, you're my favorite coin. Why don't you come on over? Take pictures of my feet. Yeah, yeah.
So that was like the original scam, and it's like a pump and dump kind of situation where like you sell it hard and then you offload all of your coins and then your fans are kind of, yeah, your fans are left like holding the bag with these valueless coins. Now he disputes that any of this is scamming, but he would dispute that was a scam, but it was widely considered by online spectators to be a scam.
Mm-hmm.
So cut to, he had a second scam. I'm like afraid to call it a scam, but I feel like enough people are saying
scandal?
It's a scam.
Or
that is how I labeled it on the whiteboard, which we will get to in a second. Which was something called CryptoZoo. Did you hear about CryptoZoo when that came out?
I feel like, yes. But again, with like James Charles, when I see crypt, I'm like,
just keep scrolling. Scroll.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't want it.
Well, I mean, we'll get here in the end. Like one of my lessons or like places I'd like us to arrive at is the fact that this drama is so much like beauty YouTube drama. It's just with crypto. And it's like, it's not considered drama when it's a bunch of men doing it. Anyway,
of course.
Straight white men, they don't have drama. They just have like whatever. But this is basically just YouTube drama. Okay, so he created this project called CryptoZoo. And the idea was it was a game as well as an NFT that he was going to be promoting. There were these coins called Zoo Coins, and the NFTs were like interactive as a game. So basically you would buy these NFTs. So like, let's say you bought this egg and you have to like sit on it for a certain amount of time. Then you can hatch the egg. And let's say you got like a duck, then you could crossbreed it with a different animal and you would get this like original creature. So maybe it was like a duck penguin or like a duck rhino or whatever. Like that's the whole idea, is like you're getting these like weird combinations, and then you have ones that are like more rare combinations that cost more. But it's supposed to be like a fun game alongside it being NFTs.
So double for your money, allegedly.
Yeah, like you're not just investing, you're also having fun is the idea. Okay. It's supposed to be like kind of Pokemon. It sounds like he was a Pokemon guy when he was growing up.
Like you're trying to get all these different
animal
breed thingies,
yes,
or as many as you can. Okay.
And the fact that his audience used to be kids, I think, plays into this. Like, I'm assuming that was kind of where his mind was going.
How old is he?
I'm going to say he's like probably mid to late 20s at this point. That's a good question, though. Let's find out.
Oh, my God. Why did I?
Well, because I think he like dropped out of college when he first was getting big on Vine. Logan Paul. Let's find out.
Holy crap.
27. What? He has, like, lived a full life of scamming 27? People. Yeah.
God dang.
He's had, like, a full life in this industry already. It's crazy. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So we got a game where we're collecting duck lions and making money and with crypto.
Making money. Okay. So the game launches and none of it works. And the value of the coin plummets. Hmm. So part of the – so he never sold any of his coins. So that will be important in terms of, like, what he's going to say later on. But somebody did. Somebody who had a bunch of the coins, like, flooded the market and devalued them. And then also, like, the game didn't work. So those two things combined means people lost, like, thousands and thousands of dollars.
How did the game not work?
Like, you couldn't actually hatch any of the eggs.
Did they not work with, like, a game developer?
Well, they did.
Apper person?
Oh, we'll get there. Yes, they did. And the other – I should have mentioned, the other thing was that I feel like I'm going to have to show you a picture of this for you to get the full impact. But he – part of what he was, like, touting was that he was working with all of these artists to create these, like, image – because, you know, an NFT, the whole thing is that it's, like
– it's an image, a digital – which the when I had to figure out what an NFT was when it was a book scandal, because of course it was, I was like, I literally was reading articles and I didn't get it. And I had a friend and her boyfriend was like really nerdy. And she's like, he can explain it to you. So he called me.
Oh my God.
And he was like, okay. So picture this. And I'm sitting down with a notebook, like, okay, like going through. And
I just, like, take me to school.
Yeah. And then at the end of it, I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? This is what is the wave of the future, how we – different episode. Let me calm down.
Well, no. Again, I think that's a part where I'd like us to come back to, because I think that this is, like, representative of American scam culture in general, of, like, everybody mm-hmm. knows it's a scam and is just trying to scam each other. But anyway, so the whole thing was, like, these are hand-drawn images. So it's, like, again, making it more special.
Mm-hmm.
He was, like, really touting it. Okay, so I would like to show you an example of what one of these looked like. This is a shark and a penguin.
Is that a sketch? Is that...
No, this is an actual one.
That's created by an artist? That...
I mean, I think the artist's name is Adobe Photoshop, but yeah.
I can't take it seriously. It's like, it looks like one of the sharks from Finding Nemo, and then we've got, it just looks like we cut and paste from some Disney movies.
And what is, when I tell you that he still defends these as, like, the amount of time that these artists spent on this, and I'm like,
are those his arms, or... Is that a toucan's bill? I'm confused.
It's a penguin and a shark. So those are his little arms with the shark head.
This is not what's supposed to be hatched. This is not the quality, creative, original art. I refuse.
Well,
pull it up, Mara. You're lying to me. I refuse to accept it.
This is one of the hybrids, and this, like, people have done investigations showing, like, which Adobe Photoshop stock images are the basis. Like, you can literally match up, like, oh, if you search, like, elephant, here's the picture that comes up. If you search blue butterfly, this is the picture that comes up.
Like, erase, layer, bam!
Like, I'm sure...
hybrid.
Now, could I have done that in Photoshop? No, but I think the idea of pitching that as, like, hand-drawn or, like, handcrafted art... I think that's what he said, handcrafted art. I think that's a stretch. They used their hand. They did.
They crafted it.
They clicked. Yeah.
That is bad.
So the quality is bad. The coins go to zero. And people lost, like... tens of thousands of dollars in this. Adults somehow bought into this.
I don't. So do they buy like a bunch at the beginning? Like, do you have to, or you have to pay a lot to get your egg?
So you, I'm a little fuzzy on the exact mechanics. I will refer, I will link in the description. We'll link, one of the players involved in this has made a, basically a documentary about this. So he explains it much better than I could, but basically I think that's kind of the idea, is that you have to buy the coins to be able to buy the eggs. So the idea is if the game is popular, people are going to be buying the coins to be able to buy the eggs. So like if
and
you buy the coin,
value higher.
Yes. So if you have the coins that you're sitting on, the more people who want it, there's more demand. So the value goes up. Like, I think that's the basic idea.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So this was about a year ago that all of that happened.
Dang.
So enter one of our key players, CoffeeZilla. Have you heard of CoffeeZilla?
Is that a YouTube?
Yes.
CoffeeZilla. I feel like I've heard of, I don't know who they are, but it sounds familiar.
He's like a finance bro, but like a pretty, well, he's not like a crypto bro. He drinks the crypto water, I think, a little too much. But I think if you're a finance bro, you kind of just can't help it if you're living in 2023 to kind of be a little bit more, give it more legitimacy than it deserves. But he like is like an investigative reporter. So I think he did a couple of exposés about Andrew Tate. He's done ones about, what's that guy's name? SBF, who just had the big, like he's going to jail, the whole FTX? The big one that just crashed.
Mm.
I think.
Wait, I heard, was that one like in an, on islands or something?
Yes. Yes. He lives in an island so that he's like in a tax-free haven kind of situation.
These things exist. Okay. I had that at a bookmark to get back to later to Google more information on that one.
There you go. Well, you, CoffeeZilla could give you a couple of helpful videos about that if you're interested in learning more. So, so he like does investigations into different finance things. And he did one back on the original scam Dink Doink. And then he has been doing like almost a year's worth of investigation into CryptoZoo. So in December, he released a 3-part series about CryptoZoo. And this pissed Logan Paul off. Okay. So enter the whiteboard. We had to do all of that background to get to the actual drama, which is Logan Paul versus CoffeeZilla.
Okay. Scandal, CryptoZoo. Okay. I love these block letters.
Yes. So Logan Paul, so CoffeeZilla releases 3 videos about the CryptoZoo scandal. They're very well done, very well received. I recommend people watching them. I think they're pretty interesting and make it pretty understandable, even if you're not a finance person. So he releases these videos. Everybody's like, okay, this basically proves what we've all kind of known, which was that this is a scam, because in that video, he has the actual group text chains that Logan Paul is on, literally discussing how they're going to inflate the value and then sell it off.
Receipts. We love to see it.
Yes. Okay. So the key players you need to know that got exposed in the CoffeeZilla description, or the, not description, documentary. So Logan Paul has 2 people who work for him who were in on this scam, allegedly. Please don't sue me. I have nothing to give you. So he's got an assistant named Danny, who is going to get some, I think she had like one of the smaller percentages. And then Jeff, who is an important player in this. Jeff is Logan's manager.
Mm.
Okay. So he's his official representative. He was going to get some of it. Logan brought in a gentleman named Eddie Ibanez. Ibanez? I've heard it pronounced.
Ibanez,
yeah. That feels like probably how it's pronounced. Eddie Ibanez, who we will come to find out has scammed all, like, billionaires. He's scammed the NFL. He's like a scammer. This is his thing.
Is he friends with the Tinder swindler?
Maybe.
Sounds like it.
Could be. It's very that. He is the one who is in charge of bringing in the developers and, like, actually getting the project to work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's in charge of the, like, actual development. Then we have Jake the Crypto King.
Who is that?
Jake, I feel like he's somebody else I could do a full tab deep dive on at some point. From what I can tell, TLDR, from what I can tell, is that Jake the Crypto King he used to be a Pokemon card scammer. So, like, he would get packs that had already been opened and, like, reseal them and sell them to people.
Wow.
That's what I've heard. I don't know that for a fact. I haven't done a deep dive on him at all. But, like, that was his original scamming. And then his new version of scamming, allegedly, is that he's, like, really good at pump and dump, like, rug pull crypto schemes. So he rebranded himself the Crypto King. And he was brought in by Logan as a consultant for this entire thing. So these are the five people who are owning the original share of coins.
Mm-hmm.
What CoffeeZilla uncovered is basically the way that they were going to do this is that rather than doing a pre-sale of coins, which means that you get regulated by the SEC, they were basically going to do a, like, how to explain. So, like, imagine that something is going on sale. Like, maybe there's a new iPhone getting released. So rather than pre-buying your iPhones, Apple sends a bunch of inventory to a Best Buy 3 weeks before it officially launches that are technically for sale, but nobody knows that those iPads are there. So, like, if you know that Apple has done this, you could go buy the iPad, and let's say it's at, like, a discounted rate at that time. And then on the launch day, you're going to jack it up to retail price, and that's when everybody else is going to buy it. So the idea is that while this is, like, secretly available, the five of them are going to buy a lot of the
discount
at the discounted rate. Then when everybody else starts buying into it, it will inflate the price, and then they can start slowly selling it off at the inflated price.
I understand what you're saying. However, this is what I don't get about NFTs. Who are they buying the coins from? The original five.
They're minted. This is where I don't under.
It's just, it's fake.
It's fake. It's Kohl's. It's Kohl's cash for men.
Like, literally.
It's, yeah. So, but that's the idea of the scam.
Okay. I get it.
What CoffeeZilla discovered by doing, like, some tracing of the wallets and stuff is that basically Jake had other people buy it at the before everybody else knew it was on sale. So instead of five people buying, there was, like, 30 people buying. And then Jake is probably the one who then sold a bunch of coins and rapidly deflated the value. He, like, flooded the market and deflated the value. Likely. From what we can tell. That's kind of the TLDR. Okay. But Logan, so this series comes out and it's very well received. Logan then gets on, like, he releases a video on his main channel, which has, like, 20 million subscribers, something crazy. And has, like, a 7-minute quote unquote takedown of the equivalent of an hour long documentary about his scam. And it's just like, he doesn't take any accountability. He tries to, like, poke holes in what CoffeeZilla was saying, some of which is, like, possibly true, but, like, none of it is getting to the main point, which is you're the one who hired a scammer because, oh, I should say the reason that the game didn't work is because the developers that Eddie hired, like, they didn't pay them. So they stopped working on it. So it wasn't working. So I'm assuming he got paid at some point. I'm a little unclear on that. I think he got, like, a 1.5 million out of this and Jake got, like, 6 million. Doll hairs.
USD?
Yes.
From who? Logan?
I guess. Or maybe by selling. I'm not clear totally how the money actually got paid out.
Oh, wow.
So wow. Eddie was in charge of hiring the people. They, like, their main developer apparently, like, was holding the code hostage because he hadn't been paid. So he's like, fair. Well, fuck you. I'm not giving you the code if you don't pay me.
Yeah.
So, like, that was, anyway, all that to say, like, what comes out of, so Logan is, like, poking holes and he's saying, like, actually the developer went to prison. Like, he used to be a felon. And it's like, okay, but you hired him. So, like,
that doesn't make it better.
Who cares? And then he's like, I didn't make any money out of this. And it's like, well, the only reason you didn't make money out of this is because Jake sold his stuff before you could. Like,
boo-hoo.
That doesn't, if you were planning to rob a bank together and the person you were robbing the bank with disappeared with all the money, You still robbed the bank. You just didn't get any of your payout.
He's like, I didn't get any money. Yeah. I can't be guilty.
Basically. So, like, okay. So that's one of his main things. And the other thing is he's constantly talking about how CoffeeZilla never reached out to him for comment. CoffeeZilla did reach out to him for comment, but because he's got a gajillion followers, he didn't see him in the DMs or whatever. So CoffeeZilla spoke to his representative, Jeff, multiple times. And Jeff basically was like insinuating that if he made this expose, that he would sue him for defamation. Turns out truth is an absolute defense against defamation, so I don't really know how that's going to go anywhere.
You got to have a lot to back that up. 7 minutes is getting me. A 7-minute video.
Yeah. Well, I should say he then also did an episode of Impulsive dedicated to this. And it was basically just a circle jerk of all of his friends being like, you have the best of intentions.
Dude. You really tried, bro.
Yeah. So at this point, we have Logan Paul against CoffeeZilla. And CoffeeZilla is getting overwhelming support in this. So, like, nobody is believing Logan's bullshit. I think the like-to-dislike ratio was, like, 5,000 likes to 40,000 dislikes. Something crazy. And you then have all these other big channels coming in defending CoffeeZilla. So you have Hassan Piker, who is yummy. Because he looks like a dude bro who would make fun of me for being fat, but he's like a leftist, like progressive woke man. And it's very attractive.
It's doing something.
I'm just saying.
I am very new to his channel, but I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's like a dude bro, but progressive, which is fine. Mm-hmm. H3H3, Jarvis Johnson, Stans, Moist Critical, all of them are responding to Logan's video saying, like, this is hot trash garbage. You didn't make any legitimate points. Like, any of the legitimate points you made do not undercut CoffeeZilla's main point, which is that you were scamming. So.
Nice.
Logan Paul is threatening to sue CoffeeZilla. Part of it is that CoffeeZilla recorded his conversations with Jeff, and mm-hmm. Jeff was in a two-party consent state for recording. So technically that was illegal, but CoffeeZilla is in Texas, which is a one-party consent state. So I'm not clear how much, like, I don't know whose laws prevail.
Yeah, but who do you go over?
I don't know. Okay, so he's threatening to sue CoffeeZilla. And his response is really negative. So the latest as of this recording is that he took down his videos, unsurprisingly, because they were so poorly received. He apparently reached out to CoffeeZilla to apologize to him. But CoffeeZilla says that he has a response video coming, which we have not yet seen.
Ooh. So this is like happening right meow.
This is right here, right now.
Ooh.
So we may have an update in the future on this drama, but this is where the crypto zoo scandal between Logan Paul and CoffeeZilla currently stands.
How? So is the crypto zoo thing completely done, right? Like it never worked. And then, so the people who just lost money are just out money and it's done.
So that's I should have mentioned that. Part of what Logan Paul is now saying is that just because it hasn't been fixed yet, doesn't mean it won't be fixed. And he made an announcement that it was going to, like, relaunch in 2024. So theoretically, if it ever actually ends up working, possibly people will not have lost all their money.
So they got to wait around and see.
Yes. And they have not heard anything about this for a year. Like, so all the investors, none of them had heard anything about what was going on for, like, a year. Until this series came out. And then all of a sudden he's like, no, we're still working on it.
Oh, funny.
But like they don't have any developers because this guy's a scammer and the people he hired didn't get paid. So they're not working on it. Yeah. So it's a very big mess.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been so many reaction videos, which has been very entertaining.
I'm gonna have to go watch that video. Yeah, I really be out of the loop of the YouTube drama sphere. The only reason I got into like Dramageddon with the beauties was my friend was really into makeup and she was telling me about Jackie. Perry? Jackie Hill? No, Jackie Perry is somebody else.
Jaclyn Hill.
Jaclyn Hill. There we go.
And the fuzzy lipstick. Yeah, lipstick
gate. Oh, yes. That was a time.
What a time to be alive.
The unboxings.
The microscopes. I was
living. Ooh, yes, taking it to the lab. Yes. I was living.
Oh, it was what a great scandal. It's like that's the kind of scandal I like, where it is bad, but it's not illegal. Well, it's like questionable legal, but it, like, nobody
is getting hurt. It's not like badly.
Yes. It's not like racism. It's like people lost their money, which sucks, but it's not like racism. Nobody's abusing kids. Like, it's the right level of salacious.
That's like, I want to find more like true crime like that.
Yeah, this is like, that's why I like this, because it is people did get hurt.
This is white collar crime.
But it's like, nobody's like, you know, I don't know. It doesn't feel like, nobody's abusing someone.
Yeah. I mean,
you have a hateable villain.
Ugh. I can't believe he just was like, nothing for a year and someone says something. So had he not made this video, would he have been like, oh yeah, we're relaunching?
Well, he says yes. He says that he's just been like dealing with lawyers, but which is, I mean, possibly true, but literally all you would have to do is post in the investor Discord thing or whatever they have, saying like, guys, I want you to know that, like, I hear you. I understand why this is a problem. I am dealing with this legally, so I can't comment further. As soon as I know something, you will know something. That's literally all you would have to say.
That's it. An email?
No.
A certified letter? I don't
know. Notary public?
Come on. Yeah. You're dealing with lots of money here.
Yeah. Thousands and thousands of dollars.
I don't believe in victim blaming. However, I just do not get, because I keep trying to, like, I understand the basics of crypto, right? Like how, like, I remember when hearing about it, read the book scandal, and people were talking about the environment, I was lost. I'm like, how does cryptocurrency hurt the environment? So like, I get the general, how it works in the blockchains and stuff. But I'm just like, what are you buying? You're not buying, you don't get anything. You know, sorry, people listening, my hands are just like, I don't know what they're doing, because I'm reaching for something that's not there, because that's what cryptocurrency is. It's not real.
Yeah, it's like fake. It's like fake problems with a fake solution that costs people actual money at some point.
Yes, it's like, every time I hear cryptocurrency, I envision the coins from Mario.
Yeah.
And you're just like, ding, but you know, it just,
it's like the little coins that like Donkey Kong like jumps to. And that's like, that's why I say it's hard. I get what you're saying. Like, I feel, of course, people lost real money, and that I think is awful. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's just speculation, and it's like they're all scamming, and they're trying to not be the last person left holding the bag. Mm-hmm. Is kind of the vibe, which I feel like is such a metaphor for where America is at as a country right now, of like, we all have realized it's a scam. Yes, we've all realized it's a scam, and we're all just trying to like not be the ones at the bottom end of the totem pole holding the scam bag. And that's what I feel like crypto is. So it's like, I feel bad for people, and like, I don't know. I get it. Like, it's impossible to buy a house. So like, why save up to buy a house when you could put $1,000 into speculating on something
that should maybe make you a lot of money?
And maybe you'll make a lot of money off of it and then actually be able to buy a house. But like, also maybe Logan Paul is going to give all of your money to Jake the Crypto King.
It's the worst name ever. The Crypto King. At least put a little I don't know how much it is to buy. I'm just flabbergasted. I'm always confused. Now I'm trying to think, how does this relate to,
that's what I was about to ask you. So how does this lead back to Mormonism?
I feel like this one's gonna be harder for me because I don't know these people that well. Logan Paul Mormon? Is he from Utah?
Not to my knowledge. I didn't even think to look that up, but that would be amazing.
Has he dated one of the Utah moms from Mom Talk?
I don't. Okay. Well, now while you're guessing, I need to look up and see,
because
I could see him being Mormon. Like, now that you say that, I'm like, I wonder if he is Mormon.
We're not saying Mormons are scammers, but, you know.
No, but we're like.
Just saying words.
Well, he's like okay, a blonde. Logan Paul. They're like blonde, beautiful white boys. And that feels like possibly Utah Mormon. I don't know.
Logan Paul, CoffeeZilla. Who's this CoffeeZilla person? Is he Mormon? No.
Not to my knowledge. Hassan ain't Mormon. No. Hassan is Muslim. Oh, okay. He's generically Christian. Logan Paul.
Is the crypto king a Mormon? Eddie Ibanez.
Yes.
Could have been. Wait. Yes. The crypto king?
No, Eddie Ibanez.
I literally was like, could have been, you know, they'd be spreading the word.
One of the main people he scammed was the Mormon church.
No.
Yes. Okay. So he was married. He now has an ex-wife, but he was married to Jackie Ibanez, who was on Fox and Friends.
What's Fox and Friends?
It's like one of the main shows on Fox News. So she was a host on that. They were both Mormon, and apparently they had an ugly falling out in an LDS chapel parking lot where she ended up getting, I think, arrested for domestic violence, and then they got divorced.
Okay, but why did I think you were going to say they had an ugly baby?
No, they're both beautiful people. I'm sure that they would have made a beautiful baby, but like.
It's like they had an ugly baby?
No, but they.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. And then he scammed the Mormon church because he had this like data marketing business and he was using church membership data to sell to his other clients.
I wonder if he was in cahoots with Jen Shaw from Salt Lake City.
Oh, it's giving very that.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, he really is a scammer.
Yeah. So he scammed the Mormon church and was at one point Mormon. Yes.
How did he get found out by the Mormon church?
I think that they found out that he was selling their data and he like convinced them that it was just like one of his interns or something and got them to like let it go. Yeah, but they do like marketing data research with him, or they did. I don't think they do anymore.
Oh my word.
So that's how this Eddie. Leads back to Joseph.
Eddie Ibanez. Who would think when you look at a Paul, aside from if you think that they're Mormon, which is a fair guess,
yeah,
that led back to this. Wow, how did I miss this crypto? I mean, there's so many things going on. I need to... I am flabbergasted at that art piece that you showed me.
I'm pretty proud of this.
I am hung up on this.
Well, and I'm hoping maybe this will entice you to get into some more general YouTube drama because there's, you know, so much.
I'm missing.
There's a mess. Mess to
be
had.
When the forest gate happened, I was like, dang, I really don't know what's going on the YouTube streets. I've always been so weird with YouTube. In the beginning, it was just like, random videos like Scarlett Takes a Tumble that I would watch, and then it became like old songs or music videos. I don't know. I've never like the general sphere of YouTubers that everyone talks about. Like I hear about them, but I've never watched. I never watched Jenna Marbles. I never watched.
Oh, that's like missing out.
Or just like bigger people. Someone will say, and I'm like, what? And I'll go, and they have like 10 million. I'm like, I've never heard of this person.
What about Trisha Paytas?
Okay, I know of her. I never watched her, but I know of her.
Okay. Well, that's like
from
a whole...
memes and just clips, and that her baby is Queen Elizabeth reincarnated.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Her baby's name is Malibu Barbie.
No.
Yes, that is her legal name on her government papers. Yeah. But Trisha Paytas is a whole... I'm just saying that there's a rich vein of mess that I think you are not treating yourself
Dang.
To. So I hope that this was a nice appetizer to entice you. Because if you knew more about H3, for instance,
this would have been. Who's H3?
H3, Ethan Klein. He and Hassan have a podcast together called Leftovers.
Oh.
Yeah. And he's like a notorious part of why it's interesting him weighing in is because he has like one of the landmark cases for fair use on YouTube. Somebody sued him for doing commentary on a video and he won. Like he took it to court so that there would be the precedent. So it's just interesting whenever he comes into these equations about like defamation or free speech.
Wow. These people are so. I'm just so still stuck on like how much money people, some people have made from YouTube. And I'm like, wow, truly. Must be nice.
Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to pay off my fence. It's like, I just want fence money. Come on.
That's it. And they're like, you know, when I look at, I never watched Jackie Ina because I didn't, wasn't watching. But
yeah,
I mean, I've watched her videos. I wasn't watching her like when she started for a long time. And just to see, now her taste is not my taste. It's very opulent and very like, it's very, some, I don't want to say gaudy, but you know, just
you know,
lots of money, the amounts of the money, like her, Jacqueline, like all these people went from.
James Charles, Jeffree Star, Manny Mua, all of them. Yeah, they all have so much. But I mean, yeah, Logan Paul and Jake Paul have to be some of the richest ones. And then that Ryan's Toy Kid, I think he's like one of the richest YouTubers of all time who did like
sickening.
This. Toy reviews. And he's like 10.
I hate it.
Yeah.
Truly. The Pauls, were they already like well-to-do middle? They came from like a well-to-do middle-class family or?
No, I mean, I'll give that to them. Like, I think they like, you know, middle, like blue collar, it seemed like.
Mm. Hmm. And now just.
They're not Nepo babies.
What a conversation that's going on. I'm so tired.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whatever her name is, the generic white girl. With her Nepo baby tea, honey, it's not serving.
I don't even know who you're talking about, but like, yes.
That's agreed. That's exactly.
There's like 20 of them that could be, so I don't even know.
Yeah. I'm like, when I think about things now, I was talking to my friend, just we were talking about like music and like all the people we had, like boy bands, like pop stars we were obsessed with. I'm like, who do the girlies have today? I'm like, I guess they have Harry Styles. But I was just like, not to be not in my day, but back in our day, I just feel like we had the It girlies because that would have been maybe Paris Hilton.
Yeah, you know, like the Lindsay Lohan, Nicole Richie, Paris.
Yes.
Early Kim days. Yeah.
Little one look. I don't know. The girlies just ain't eating like they used to. The Nepo babies ain't Nepoing. I mean, some are decent. I don't know.
I just don't think that they have like a little gang who's messy the way that those girls were. But also looking back, I feel really bad for them. Like they, I mean, have you seen, I don't want to talk about other people's bodies, but like, oh my God, it's so disturbing now seeing the pictures of them from that era.
Like, oh yes. Well, I've seen those because, you know, people are like, oh, thin is coming back.
Yeah.
Because I started seeing pictures of Kate Moss and the quote, like, I'm like, oh no, we're not doing it.
No.
We're not doing it. They did not look, and obviously judging by outward appearance is not a determinant of health, but did not look well. And it's crazy because some of those, I remember, I feel like, oh, sorry, Nicole Richie had, I don't know if people called her fat or just like when you look back at people who called people fat or like plus size on America's Next Top Model. I'm like, what is she, an 8, a 10?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah. So, I mean, I feel, it seemed like they, and I don't know, the direction of Lindsay Lohan's life in general kind of makes me sad. But to your point, they don't feel like there's not a group of It girls, I feel like, in the same way.
Uh-uh.
And that was, but then again, I don't know if there could be with social media.
Yeah, it was. I was talking to my friend. I was like, I'm so glad that I didn't have social media.
Oh, my God.
Growing up. Like, I got Facebook in high school. That's how old I am. But
I got Facebook because it was still only limited to college students. So I got it when my freshman year of college.
Yes, I got Facebook my freshman year of college. I meant MySpace. I had a MySpace.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that was, I would see like, you know, people post pictures after a party or something. And it would be like, oh, how cool. I wasn't going to those parties. But I just cannot imagine like Snapchat or just everybody having a camera on their phone.
No.
And Snapchat, TikTok, like it could not. I just do not think I would be here alive in the flesh today had that been what I was growing up with. Like, I cannot imagine it.
I honestly can't imagine it. And like, I mean, in some ways, it makes me happy for girls who are fat now that at least like there's clothes for them to wear. Because when I was a teenager and fat for the time, like I was a 14, 16. So like,
yeah.
A very normal size. Like, I think the average American woman is a size 18. So, like, 14, 16 was nothing. But at the time, that was, like, I thought I was just, like, beyond like the biggest girl in the world. And there was nothing for you to wear. Cause like everybody was a 4, 6, 8, whatever.
Yeah.
So like I had to dress like a manager at a Talbot's because that was the only clothes I could find. So I'm at least happy.
Funny. I'm sorry.
I'm at least happy that the fat girls now can wear like fashionable clothes.
Yes.
Like there's at least that. So like, I'm like, okay, that's progress. But then they have all this pressure to look a certain way. All these middle school girls know how to do their makeup.
And I'm just like, this is not good. And the access, because we had like, if you wanted to see a celebrity, besides if it was on like MTV or something, it was like you had to buy a magazine.
Yeah.
You had to wait for that. There wasn't like up to date moment in time, live stream, post a picture instantly of celebrities. And I'm like, because I probably would have gotten myself in trouble had I had this kind of access, because I would have been messaging the people from the Backstreet Boys like, oh my God. Some probably Brian. Be a little stalkerish. Kevin, let me run my fingers through your hair.
Oh my. Were you a Kevin girl?
Okay. I went through phases with BSB. It started with AJ.
Okay. Naturally.
And then I was like, Nick, Brian, Kevin. I thought they were all attractive at some point except Howie. But Howie looks like a nice man these days. But back then he looked like their father.
Well, so did Kevin. That's why I'm confused.
Kevin was tall, and when he had it braided, now, oh my God, can you imagine today if he had his hair cornrows? Oh, Lord have mercy. But I think Brian's like very right wing, terrible now.
Yeah, Brian is like uber Jesus-y and like very all right. But
we hate to see it.
I feel like AJ was like Nick or AJ feel like the correct people in retrospect to stan.
Yeah, and Nick. You know, rest in peace, Aaron. That family's R.I.P. had a lot of issues. AJ's been through issues. I don't know where Kevin's at.
I don't know, but
hey, Kevin.
Oh, my God. Kevin, I always think of because he's the one at the beginning of I'll Never Break Your Heart where he's like, hey, baby. Like, like I just want you to know. That makes me laugh every time.
Okay, in NSYNC, I only thought Justin was attractive.
Not JC?
No, I did not think he was attractive.
I think you were wrong about that.
Obviously, in like, as time has progressed, yeah. But back then, I was like, and that's why I always was like BSB over NSYNC.
Yeah, I was a BSB girl over NSYNC, but it was very contentious in my middle school who was riding for who.
I think in most middle schools, it was like, you know, school divided.
Yeah.
Which side of the line are you on?
Well, in retrospect, like it's hard to, I don't know. I think that the dancing for NSYNC was better looking back.
Oh, yes.
But BSB, I feel like they have like more iconic songs.
Mm-hmm.
Like the number of songs that I'm like, I still fuck with this. There's a lot of them.
Yeah. Anytime The Call comes on shuffle, I'm like, hold up. Beep, 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 beep.
Well, and also.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God, the videos, the wrists. Because, like, NSYNC has Bye Bye Bye, yes. But, like, I feel like more people join in when it's I Want It That Way.
Oh, I mean.
Like, that brings the room together.
To this day, if that comes on, I'm like.
The he's, the she's, the they's, the in-betweens. Everybody is singing.
Everybody.
I want it. And the white with the.
Yeah.
Hot
when they were blowing up on TRL, like that era was just it was a time to be alive.
That's what I was like. I always get shocked now if like Andrew put something on and I'm like, oh, they're still making music videos. Who's watching them? Like, I don't like they're on YouTube, but I'm like, it used to be a premiere.
Oh,
it'd be like, and now for the world premiere of Missy Elliott's
Yes.
Get Your Freak On. I was like, just sitting there waiting after school. Like, that was an event.
Well, and if you wanted to see it, you had to, like, if I wanted to see Freak on a Leash that week, I had to make sure I had tuned in at the right time on TRL and that they decided to play the full thing, because sometimes they would shortchange you from the one that you wanted to see, and they would only play, like, 30 seconds, and you were like, I came here to see this video today, and y'all are not giving me my full dosage.
That was my issue with TRL, because like, okay, I watched TRL and I watched 106 in Park, which was on BET.
I was too polite for that.
Well, I would be mad because they're playing my song and it's like, hi, I'm Bethany from Michigan, and I was like, shut up.
I don't give a fuck Bethany. About you, Bethany.
Play my song. Yeah. And they pop in the corner. But
Blink 182 is on, Bethany. Be quiet. Thank you.
It's just dirt. I'm sorry. I'm turning him into my mother, but they just don't do it like they did it back in our day. I'm sorry. It was different.
I just don't understand fully why you would even do a music video unless you're like the WAP video. It's like you made that because you were like, this is going to be popping. This is going to be viral. Like, I get it if you're going to put your full pussy. I mean, no, pun intended there. If you're going to put your full pussy into the music video, then it's worth it. But otherwise, like, who cares? Like, don't make a music video for this. And you're
spending all this money for what? Yeah. Like, I don't know. Yeah. It's just it's a different time, whatever, you know.
But no, that was a time to be alive, like where you'd had to wait for it and you're trying to learn the dance move. So it was like, okay, like I need you to play the full, like I need you to get to this part of the chorus because I'm trying to, you know, oops, I did it again. I'm trying to learn the.
I got my mom to get me some VHS tapes so I would tape music videos.
Yes, 100%. It was like, okay.
And then of course she would tape over it.
Well, and you'd be under the TV with your finger on the record, like.
The same with like songs on the radio. Yeah. I'm like, okay, I gotta press these both at the same time.
And then if you got it, like, and then I would be waiting for it to be over, and I would, if I timed it perfectly where I didn't have to hear any of Casey Kasem's stupid voice.
You'd be like, mwah,
perfect.
Yeah. And I could use, and then as I got older, I'm like, oh, perfect. I could use this for my voicemail on my cell phone. Like, put the background music. I just, what a time.
Yeah. We're officially old.
And like, yeah, I like reminiscing about a lot of it. I love that some fashions are coming back, but some things can stay.
So
please.
I bought on sale over the Christmas break a pair of cargo chinos.
Cargo.
So they have the cargo and they have that, you know, the swish where you, when you walk, you hear this, it's that material. And I'm like,
I loved those.
This is so comfortable. And this is sending me back to a very nostalgic time.
I feel like you just need a t-shirt with like a butterfly on it and maybe some butterfly hair grip.
Oh, those were popping.
I love those.
Those could come back now.
I've been seeing people wearing them and I'm like, I need to get some. I love that look. Yeah. I need to get me some.
That was a good look. Anyway, Crypto Zoo.
Crypto is bad. I mean,
crypto bad.
I just don't think it's, because I, to a point, if we're going to try to be devils at, no, I'm not doing that. But to a point, I can see maybe the allure of crypto because, you know, not controlled by a government, free market, blah, blah, blah. But that also is the problem, is that it's not regulated.
Yes.
Like, sure, I would love, like, you know, with inflation and these, oh, no, we're going into a recession. That's funny. Y'all did that on purpose. That's not the point of this podcast. But also, when it could just be worth one coin, be worth $1,000, and tomorrow be worth 25 cents, also, it's not reasonable.
Well, like, it's, I think it's presuming that not having government interference means that there won't be any interference. And that's just like a fundamental misunderstanding of human nature.
Like, do you think everyone in this game is like, oh yes, I will only do like, it's thinking that everyone is going to come in and they're going to be their equitable share. It's going to be egalitarian. Everyone's in it for the right thing. Everyone just wants people to be free. That's when people who are like, we need less government. And they're like, we need a better government. There's no way we can survive. We saw what y'all did when we got government in place. So I don't want to know what y'all going to do if there's not some governing body. I really don't.
Some people need a stick hovering over their head to act right. And that's unfortunate, but that's just like the reality.
A lot of people in religions. Like, well, if you don't believe in God, then what are you, you know, like.
I was literally just watching. The reason I said that, I was literally just watching somebody who's a deconstruction expert talking about like stages of morality. And basically that's what he was saying. He was like, some people need religion because it like, they would not act right if they didn't think that ultimately it would send them to hell.
Insane.
Which is,
you have to have this little thing on your shoulder saying, you're going to burn for all eternity for you just to be a decent human being. Wow.
Or to tie into our podcast theme, you have to be worried you're going to get sent to outer darkness or all you right. won't make it to the celestial kingdom.
Heavenly Father will not be going for those shenanigans. My friend is current. Have you watched Under the Banner of Heaven?
No, I'm saving it up for like when I'm really in the mood.
My friend has been watching it, and she's like, every time they say Heavenly Father, I want to scream. And I'm like,
well, it is. Yeah, it is interesting. Like, I don't notice it as much anymore, but when I was first, like, listening to Mormons talk about God, the way that they talk, they say Heavenly Father, always was, like, kind of jarring to me. But
you're like, who is that? Oh.
Like, that's his, like, name. The way, like,
Heavenly Father.
His name isn't Bob, it's Heavenly Father. Like, it's like, interesting.
Is you down with G-O-D? Yeah, you know me. Heavenly Father don't fit in that song. Like, so I was like, well, it's not going to go away anytime soon. And she isn't deep into, like, religion like me, but she's just watching it because she loves to watch stuff. But it's really good. So whenever you get to it, cannot wait.
I've heard it's very high quality.
It is. Andrew Garfield did his thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I like him a lot. He seems like he seems like someone you could have a beer with.
Yes. You know, like, I mean? A good conversation.
Yeah, like, you go to, like, a pub and get, like, fancy beer and have a good conversation with him. He seems like that
guy. I do that with celebrities on different things. I have this list of celebrities who I would love to go to, like, a Benihana's, like, a hibachi night with. Ooh. Because I love hibachi, but I, as a socially anxious
hibachi
introvert, I do not want to participate in the show, but I want to watch it. So when you go with very extroverted people, they can interact, they can catch the shrimp, they can be like, whoa, and I can just sit back, eat my food, and watch.
Well, you can come with my nieces and me, because they do all of that, and I love hibachi. I'm too old to love it the way I do, but I truly love hibachi.
I don't believe that. You never too old. I'm like, every time I know what's coming, but that fire out the onion, I'm like, oh.
If you are ever in Lenore City, Tennessee, you and me can go with my family to the Lenore City hibachi.
Oh my God. I would be down. I love it. It's so good.
The but I'm shrimp always
like,
sauce.
That person seems like they'd be, oh God, the shrimp sauce.
It's so good. It's so bad for you, but I don't
like,
care.
They would be so fun to go with. Like, this Two Chainz, the rapper, I'm like, oh, I definitely would go hibachi with you. I feel like Cardi B would be amazing to go hibachi with.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But now, then there's ones like Andrew Garfield. You'd have a nice, deep, if I had, like, a good glass of a Cabernet Sauvignon.
Yeah. Like a Pinot Noir. Like,
yeah, you're just like, some of you just gonna sip slow and talk.
Yeah.
That would be him.
He seems like a lovely person.
Yeah.
In addition to a talented actor.
Very. Because, like, what is it? His brother's, like, a doctor or a firefighter?
Oh, really?
His brother's, like, a regular occupation, but, like, something that is in the realm of saving people or helping people or something. And he was talking about, like, you know, I'm just an actor. My brother's. And I was like, wow.
I love this for you.
Wow. Unlike Chris Evans, who's out here playing with some 25-year-old thing, but whatever.
I didn't want to bring that up because I know that's your husband. But
he's betrayed me.
I'm going to say that he doesn't seem to make great choices all the time.
Christopher Jamal is fine. But I was like, I think he tries to do a little bit better, but I still think he is a liberal dude bro. Like,
yeah,
he would say something and you would have to, I think he could be amenable to being taught, but he would take a lot of teaching.
Let's, like, just put
a
this
lot
way.
Of like,
yeah, any man who's in his late 30s dating women in their early 20s, there's a fundamental,
I'm like, what are you talking about?
Issue.
This man is 41.
Oh,
41 or 42.
Far too old.
She's
for that.
25. I'm like, what? Besides being actors, what else do you have in common?
Far too old for that, in my opinion.
Like, you're ready to start settle down a family. Maybe she is too. I don't know. But 25?
And it's not that it's like, I think it's gross. I just think when I see that, what I think about that man changes.
Yeah. Because I'm 34 and I can't imagine. I'm thinking about.
I can imagine being a 25 year old now and I'm 35.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, oh my God, it's a child. Get away from me.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So I just was like, I feel like he would be like, yeah, I love the police. And someone would be like, hey, this is why we don't want to fund the police. And he'd be like, no, but we love the police. And it would just take a lot of, like, if he ever did have, like, date a black woman or date, you know, a brown woman, like, it would be a lot of teaching on that person. So, like, I'm realistic in my mind that man is fine, but that relationship would never work because I'd be exhausted.
Yeah, I mean, I think that he's not, like, a bad person. Do you know what I mean? Like, some of these guys, it's like, it seems like you're just kind of a bad person. It doesn't seem my way. He seems like a good-hearted person. Mm-hmm. Who's very good looking and has probably gotten a lot of what he wants out of life because he's very good looking.
And he doesn't have to do more, you know, like, he doesn't have to examine or go deeper for anything because he's fine. He does a little bit extra to say,
he's signaling that, like,
you know, here's my part and then I can stop. But the 25, I was like, Christopher. I thought you were better than Leo.
Oh, man, Leo, that's a whole other thing. Anyway, I think that we probably have given the people what they need for this podcast. We're just sitting here chatting. I'm excited to see what you do. So that was our first.
I'm like, I need to get a whiteboard. I can't be slipping.
I told you, I went into a deep dive this week. So this was really just my chance to process that. And I'm very excited to see what you do for your first topic.
Yes, so am I. I'm like, narrow it down. How?
But yeah, so that was our first full episode. And next week, Jess will be taking us on a journey to see how all roads lead back to Joseph.
Buckle up.
We'll see you then. Oh, like this, subscribe.
Share it.
Yeah, rate and review on Apple and Spotify, because that's how other people will find it. And Jess, where can people find you if they want to just see you in general?
If you would like to see my musty mug, you can find me at underscore said by Jess on Twitter, or just said by Jess on TikTok, Instagram, and Jess Owens on YouTube if you like reading, and my and a French bulldog that occasionally pops up.
Nigel. Yeah, if you want to follow me for mostly bookish things, sometimes cats, you can follow me at Books Like Woe on YouTube and Goodreads and TikTok and all those things.
Cool. We are scattered amongst the intersphere.
Yeah, you can find us online.
A digital footprint.
You certainly can find us online.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we will talk to you guys next time. See ya.
Toodles.
Bye.